Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in Karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called Karinding.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. On the second day of the International Forum on the Free Nutritious Meals program held on Thursday in Jakarta, Indonesia, expressed its intention to collaborate with the United Nations World Food Program, a proposal warmly welcomed by the World Food Program Country Director Jennifer Rosenzweig. She stated that Indonesia is on track to become one of the countries with the largest school meal programs in the world through its partnership with the Global School Meals Coalition. The WFP hopes Indonesia will not only meet the nutritional needs of its population, but also serve as a role model for other nations. Indonesia's Trade Minister Budi Santoso has called on micro, small and medium enterprises to expand exports to ASEAN countries using the momentum of the ASEAN Online Sale Day, which takes place from August 8 to the 10th, 2025. He urged local businesses to actively target export markets and showcase the full potential of Indonesian products on the global stage. Speaking at the kickoff and sharing session of the ASEAN Online Sale Day 2025 at the Ministry of Trade Auditorium in Jakarta on Thursday, the minister said this year's regional e-commerce campaign carries the theme A Click to Prosperity, which aims at boosting online shopping while promoting key ASEAN products. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the lunch session of Indonesia today. It's my turn, it's Rahma's turn, on the mic, presenting you various information, updates, programs, music, everything's about Indonesia, as this is Indonesia today. A very beautiful date, August 8, 2025. Another special day on Indonesia Today, so do stay tuned on Indonesia Today on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. In the meantime, let's thank God that it's Friday with Indonesian music group Run. Enjoy.
who didn't know, we go by the name of Rat. Yeah, that's right. Friday night with the feeling it's alright. We ain't coming to sit tight, we came to get high, right? Y'all know what it's all about when the DJ spins and the checks come out. Like a man Craig B said, Friday, payday, it's time to party. P-A to the R, T to the Y. Baby girl, you don't need to ask me why, cause it's going down like executioner. Scratching them things, flapping them wings with the evolutioner. That's our name, cause when we come to this game, it ain't gonna be the same. Tell your friends and family about this fan. Hoping that we be rocking the show this end. If y'all like this slow, let me know if it's all go. Everybody now let's go.
Thank God it's Friday. Everybody wants to party. But we go funky. Let's do it chill all night, yeah. Thinking about them shorties. Maybe they wanna party with me.
Y'all know what it's all about. Y'all know what it's all about.
It's all about,
you don't know what it's all about.
in today's edition of Music Corner, I will present a song from Sugi Bornean. Sugi Bornean is an Indonesian indie pop music group that was formed in April 2019. This group consists of Fanny Sugiharto on the vocal, Aditya Ilyas on the guitar, and Bagas Prasetyo on the guitar. They have released a mini album titled Atma in 2020. One of their singles titled Asma Librasi was in second place on Spotify Weekly Top Songs Indonesia on October 7, 2022. The name Sugi is taken from the Javanese word Sugi, which means rich. Meanwhile, Bornean means Kalimantan, which is the hometown of the vocalist Fanny Sugiharto. The song entitled Asma Librasi often appears on music platforms and becomes the sound video in TikTok or Instagram Reels. This song is their second single, which was released on July 21, 2019. Having a beautiful and poetic lyrics, this song tells about the sweet love of a couple who are having a more serious relationship because they can complete each other. Well, listener, here is Sugi Bornean with the song Asma Librasi. Happy listening!
Indonesia.
Well, there is a new tourist attraction called Little Ranch Sidomukti, which is worth visiting. Little Ranch provides countryside farm with assortments of farm animals like Texel sheep, Arabian chicken, rabbits, horses, goats, etc., complete with the meadows and dens. The atmosphere will make you feel like you are in a European-like farm. Even the barns and dens, known as red barns, are made to resemble those of foreign wine. This attraction is 4 to 6 kilometers away from Bandungan Square, Semarang city center, and can be reached in 20 minutes driving. Little Ranch Sidomukti is open daily from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The entrance fee starts from 25,000 rupiah per person or around $1.6. Entering the ranch, you will feel the cool highland atmosphere plus the view of foggy mountain range. Here you can feed the animals, ride the horses, stroll around with scooters, electric bikes, and even an all-terrain vehicles. And don't forget to taste the food at the cafe near the farm. To enjoy the farm scenery, there is a bridge and tower where you can take pictures. Listener, there is a new feature at Little Ranch Sidomukti with Go Green concept called Scooter Explore the Village. This facility enables you to stroll around and enjoy the village-like scenery with environmental-friendly vehicle. Besides, there is educational tour linear to the Merdeka curriculum. The Merdeka curriculum includes a curriculum structure focusing on the essential materials that gives flexibility for teachers to teach according to the students' needs and characteristics. The educational tour offered at Little Ranch Sidomukti are farming, gardening, and professional learning for school children.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Mengapa setelah perjuangan kisah
Give me some of that, sweet talk. I've been up all night, getting so blue. But here comes you to the rescue. How did you do it? I'm a deadlock. Gotta figure it out. I'ma be like Sherlock. Wait, I don't need to know. You don't need to show. And just keep them words flow.
Oh, love, it's sweet talk.
Give me some of that.
That's sweet talk. You give me some of that sweet, sweet talk. Sweet, you sweet give talk. Me some of that hey. Sweet, sweet talk. Say it again, that we need it. It sounds so good that you need it. Some of that sweet, sweet talk.
At RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Nyangku itu.
Only from old stories, Nyangku is washing creases and swords, which according to the story was conducted by somebody from Mecca. He was said to be Syaidina Ali, but according to a legend, he was Boros Nora.
Panjalu and stories that are circulating in the area, but how is Panjalu today? Human life continues to run fast, but many customs persist. When a civilization in a shaky position to the change of life, wisdom becomes very important. The same with Panjalu, a fertile region located at an altitude of over 700 meters above sea level in Mount Sawal surroundings in the northern town of Ciamis, West Java. It is approximately 235 kilometers southeast of Jakarta, about 95 kilometers east of the provincial capital city of Bandung, West Java. Normally, it takes about 5 hours from Jakarta via toll road or about 2.5 hours from the city of Bandung. Going by train from Jakarta, you have to stop at Tasikmalaya, then take another vehicle to Panjalu. There is no direct public transport to Panjalu. Since the Dutch colonial era, Panjalu, with its Situ Lengkong or Lengkong Pond, has been used as a natural conservation area. Area that according to the saga was the embryo of Tatar Sunda Kingdom in West Java and the kingdoms in Central and East Java. Life in Panjalu was full of prosperity and well-being under the leadership of King Boros Ngora and his successors. The difference between kingdoms in Central and East Java and the Tatar Sunda Kingdom, in this case Panjalu, is that there was some influence of Buddhism and Hinduism, but the strong influence was Islam. The prosperity and welfare in the 6th century BC, Panjalu can still be seen in Situ Lengkong, which is a masterpiece of King Boros Ngora, the ruler of Panjalu Kingdom at that time. It was dedicated to the prosperity of his people, as told by Abah Dede.
Beliau untuk mensejahterakan rakyatnya sendiri, kemudian beliau itu membuat gawe.
He worked for his people, then he made gawe Karahayuan, or work for glory. Yes, for Karahayuan, for glory, for keselamatan, or welfare, for peace and prosperity of his people, and so on. It is a masterpiece of civil engineering technology. Actually, it was the work of King Boros Ngora. So in the 6th or 7th century, an Indonesian king successfully built a lake, some dams. In my opinion, it is worth entering the list of cultural heritage objects. But at the moment, it has not been included in the cultural heritage list.
dominated by agriculture currently does not bring good impact for local farmers. Although there is situ or Lake Lengkong, as told by Pak Oman, a resident of Panjalu, who is also a pangguru or community leader.
Cuman sekarang kendalanya modal, apalagi sering fluktuatif.
Now the problem is capital investment, which is often volatile, fluctuative, yes. It is the price during planting and harvest times it fluctuates. So now I decided to stop for a moment. Agriculture is always like this sometimes. The price is high, but mostly it is cheap. I became a farmer because it's the only thing that I know. Because all I can do is farming. I don't even know how to market my products. I cannot manage the time. I'm a farmer, not a trader. I cannot leave my farm. If I go and sell my products, while it takes 3 to 4 days to tend to the plants, what would happen? The plants would be affected by diseases. That's the problem.
In the village economy, actually the government has built a system of economic cooperatives to help farmers. However, according to the elder and leader of indigenous people of Panjalu, Abah Dede, the government must not only set up a cooperative, but must also oversee its existence as well as how is it in the future.
Kalau misalnya kita akan harus mengembangkan seperti koperasi, kudu jelas ya mereka ya bantuan naon, ya programnya bagaimana.
If we must develop a cooperative, it must be clear what kind of assistance that we are going to get. How about the program? Not after we were encouraged to set the cooperative in accordance with the law. We will become confused. What then? And how about the indigenous people? What are we going to do with them?
Dede also has a dream. He said if only farmers in Indonesia are like farmers in Thailand, who need not think about marketing their agricultural product or the outcome of their creative economy.
Saya itu terenyuh ya pada waktu saya ke Thailand. Kamu sebetulnya ini misalnya membuat sangkar burung. Mengapa kamu membuat sangkar burung? Saya disuruh.
I was so touched when I went to Thailand. There was a farmer who was making a bird cage. Why do you make bird cages? He said, I make bird cages because I was told by our cooperative office to do it. How about the marketing? We need not worry about marketing because after we finish this, people from industrial office will come and we get paid. How? With tax. So rural banking in Thailand lives so well and people need not worry about marketing. This is what I call a clear policy. Sorry for making a comparison.
Karena itu kebijaksanaan itu jelas. Maaf kalau saya membandingkan itu ya.
The indigenous people living in Panjalu finally had to face a difficult choice. On the one hand, they want to feel the sense of development, but on the other hand, they want to retain their customs and culture that they have been painstakingly maintained, especially after Ciamis district lost Pangandaran, which was previously a source of local revenue fund. Following is the village head of Panjalu.
Kemarin juga waktu ada calon-calon bupati.
When there was a potential candidates for a region, for development policy in Panjalu, please prioritize the local policy first. Do not ever let the culture and the cultural order became lost.
Saya tidak mau, saya bilang itu daerah kami ini sendiri juga ada hotel. Saya kan ngomong, saya bilang, udah aja wisatawan datang mah sararewe di lemur kira gitu. Kalau itu harus diperbaiki misalnya.
I do not want any hotel here. I have said tourists can come and homestay. If toilets need to be fixed, then fix them. Just do whatever necessary. What I'm worried about is if there are hotels, tourists will flock in without control. At least we can tell people what to do. I am very concerned. Do not develop Panjalu as you please. What we feared is not in accordance with the rules of our ancestors, Islamic rules. No bad deeds, nor blasphemy, things like that. We are worried if it is not controlled, there will be hotels and what is it? Karaoke and so on?
Itu tidak terkontrol. Kalau ada hotel-hotel, apalagi karaoke, apalagi itu dan sebagainya kan seperti itu.
As part of autonomous region of Ciamis district, Panjalu inevitably becomes part of revenue-producing potentials, especially after the loss of Banjar and Pangandaran area, which were the largest source of income for Ciamis district, as stated by Ciamis Head of Culture and Tourism Office, Agus Yani.
After Pangandaran off, it means we must concentrate on the existing destinations, especially cultural tourism, such as Karang Kamulian, Situ Lengkong, and Tambak Sari, which will become our icons and to be given the top priority because we will not have beaches anymore. Apart from being managed by the government, we expect later there will be investors from outside, so the next destinations are to be created by the private sector.
To regional development planned by Ciamis Authority, indigenous people of Panjalu who still retain their culture have proposed specific requirements, such as told by Panjalu Village Head Haris.
As
Panjalu Village Head, I was invited by Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office. The district lost some assets through the new autonomous region of Pangandaran. The attention will be on Panjalu, right? We have put forward our appeal, do not move Pangandaran to Panjalu.
Itu berkaitan juga dengan kewenangan. Inilah yang mohon dimengerti juga oleh pemerintah kabupaten. Ya, dai desa itu sebenarnya terbatas kewenangannya dan sebagainya.
Well, it relates to the authority. This is what we want to be understood also by the district. The village has very limited authority. So please do understand, if you want any income, you must give great authority to us. Actually, they should ask Panjalu people first.
Of Pangandaran, the Ciamis district, local government set Panjalu as a leading tourist destination. But the extent of this business venture is narrated by the head of Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office, Harmansah.
Panjalu juga demikian karena sudah menjadi objek wisata budaya dan jarah unggulan.
Panjalu now has become the main object of cultural tourism and pilgrimage in Ciamis district. Facilities and infrastructure have already been built by the Ciamis district government.
It seems Panjalu has to face the reality between maintaining the culture that has persisted over 1,000 years as Nyangku ceremony, held at the beginning of the month of Muharram or Maulid in Situ Lengkong, or adapting the meaning of development without filtering, which often ignores the great tradition and culture. However, if Panjalu has become a tourism icon, something that has been hidden will be famous outside of Ciamis area and will provide economic income and wealth as desired by Panjalu people. However, until when they will be able to maintain their customs and tradition, God only knows.
Open your eyes.
Sweetheart Raisa, lagu untukmu or a song for you. And you are still joining us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. A very sweet song, lagu untukmu or a song for you. You here refers to mother. So it shows Raisa's longing for her mother after getting married. Okay, listener, getting another good news, good information here from Indonesia, precisely from the Central Board of the Indonesian Sambo Association that has confirmed the 2025 Youth and Junior Sambo World Championships are on track to be held as scheduled. The tournament aims to attract 500 athletes from 60 to 80 countries to Bogor, West Java. It will take place from October 1st to the 6th, 2025. The association is currently awaiting for the second visit from the International Sambo Federation. The federation has committed to providing mats, uniforms, and head protectors for the participants. Krishna Bayu, the general chairman of the Central Board of the Indonesian Sambo Association, described the tournament as a testament to the sport's cooperation between Indonesia and Russia. He plans to meet with Russian ambassador to Indonesia, Sergei Tolchenov, to discuss the tournament preparations. The championship will feature 37 events for the youth category and junior category. The disciplines include sport sambo and combat sambo. Several countries have confirmed their participation, including the Philippines, Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, Armenia, the Netherlands, and Romania. The selection of Indonesian athletes was held in Padang West, Sumatra, and the host team is expected to be reinforced by 35 athletes across various weight classes.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector, that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector. And then food and beverage accommodation, this is because we know that the government have a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, yeah, or MBG. Mm-hmm. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Here is keyword of the day. Once the sail is laughing, we must sail away from the dock. A quote by Kapitan Patimura. The quote means, once we made a decision, we must follow through. Thomas Matulesi, as known as Kapitan Patimura, is a national hero from Saparua, Maluku. When the war broke against the Dutch colonizer in 1917, the kings, the Kapitan, the customary chiefs, and the people appointed Patimura as the leaders and commander of war for his experience and chivalrous soul. As a leader, Patimura successfully coordinated the government activities, led the people, managed education, provided food, and built fortresses. This charismatic personality is also known for his cunningness and ability to gather great powers of Maluku people, which successfully halted the Dutch movement. That's keyword of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's sound.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Jakarta entitled Mars Betawi. The song Mars Betawi was composed by Kojek, a Betawi musician who often combines hip-hop and gambang kromong, Betawi's typical music. The song is a tribute to Benyamin Sueb, a legendary Betawi or native Jakarta artist. In addition, the song with Betawi dialect lyrics tells the story of the great Betawi artist who was successful as a singer and movie star. The song Mars Betawi also advises the younger generation to continue preserving Betawi culture, because the late Benyamin Sueb had done during his lifetime. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Mars Betawi by Kojek. Happy listening.
Benjamin SM Bangku Deka KHD, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati lestari sampai luar negeri.
Kampung rezeki kote, lahirnya di pusat kota Jakarta. 5 Maret 39, berojolnya di Kemayoran. Anak bontot banyak saudare, hobinya emang demen bercande. Dari kecil usil dan jahil, tapi orangnya emang terampil. Jadi penyanyi gambang, pemain film, semua dilakonin biar budaya Betawi didemenin.
Emang budaya kagak ade, tapi kita penerus. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati lestari sampai luar negeri.
Dari nulis nulis lagu, jadi pemain film. Terkenal gak belagu, tetap orangnya kalem. Dapat dua piala citra, penghargaan luar biasa. Lagu-lagunya banyak, udah pasti enak